Kenora. In spite of the bitterly cold temperatures outside, a very successful Kenora minor hockey day went off without a hitch, according to President Stacey Vangen. Six games were played at the Kenora Civic Center involving five age groups, U7, U9, U13, U15, and U18. This year we had kids from as young as 2 years old up to 17 on the ice throughout the day, said Vangen. Seeing the progression of players throughout the day from our youngest to the oldest is a reminder of why we are all doing this. These kids and families love to play the game, and we have so many families that support minor hockey by volunteering their time, supporting our fundraising, and of course cheering on our players. U9 the day began with the U9 Preceville Pats facing off against the Norquay North Stars, with the Pats coming out on top 14-0. Norquay battled hard and had several chances around the Preceville net, but couldn't score any goals. Kenora didn't have enough players this year for a team in the U9 age group, but Kenora product Coy Kranick is an important player for the U9 Pats. In the U9 age group, the game was played on half the ice surface, continuous time, with the whistle sounding every 3 minutes for line changes. But it appears U9 numbers are about to go up in Kenora for the coming seasons because Kenora has a pair of U7 teams this season, with both playing games during minor hockey day. U7 The U7 Red Cobras got things rolling with a very competitive game against Norquay. Both teams spent a lot of time in the other team's end, and found the net many times. In the U7 age group, the score is not kept in order to help keep the focus on having fun. Players take turns playing goalie, to give everyone a chance to see if they like the position and would consider being a goalie as they get older. In the second U7 game, the Kenora Black Cobras met the Yorkton Fritters, in one of the most exciting games of the day. The pace was fast going back and forth from end to end, with numerous spirited puck battles. It was encouraging for fans to see that from time to time, older players would pass the puck to younger teammates, even if they were a little shaky on their skates, just to give them a chance to handle the puck in a game situation. U13 In the U13 age group, the Kenora Cobras met the Preceville Pats. This Kenora team has built a reputation as the comeback kids, and this game was no different. The Cobras trailed 5-3 after two periods, but thanks to some clutch goaltending by Mason Rain and a pair of timely third-period goals, the Cobras battled back and earned a 5-5 tie. U15 The Highway 9 Predators hosted the Langenberg Warriors in the U15 game. The Preds are made up of players from Kenora, Preceville, and other area communities. At the start, the game looked like it was going to be a defensive battle. The first period ended with the Preds up 1-0, thanks to a goal from Avon Seary. But then the floodgates opened, with the teams combining for 12 moat goals in the final two periods. The Preds managed to stay ahead, and skated away with an 8-5 win. U18 The final game of the day had the high-flying U18 Preceville Pats, with five Kenora products on their roster, hosting the Yorkton Rhee, Max Terriers. The Pats came into the game in second place in the U18 standings, with only two losses in 16 games. The Terriers, even though they trailed Preceville in the standings, looked like they were ready to give the Pats all they could handle. The game was tied at the end of the first period, but a goal by Spencer Leach gave the Pats a narrow 2-1 advantage heading into the third. Wyatt Wolkowski of Kenora ripped a wrist shot past the Yorkton goalie for the final goal in the final period to give the Pats a bit of breathing room, and a well-earned 3-1 win. Hockey Heritage Stacey Vangen said there were a lot of volunteers involved in the entertaining day of hockey. Our parents within Kenora Minor Hockey stepped up to help out with ensuring things ran smoothly. The on-ice action started at 10:30 a.m. and ran right through until 9:30 p.m. We are happy to report there were no significant injuries throughout the day. Minor Hockey Day continues to be an important event for Kenora and the surrounding area, according to Vangen. Hockey is a part of our heritage in small-town Saskatchewan, she explained. It is a chance for our community to come out and see what we have going on in Kenora Minor Hockey. We are so proud of our kids from the youngest to the oldest, and our goal is that all children that want to play hockey in Kenora have the opportunity to do so. In the last few years we have had decreased registration in some of our age groups such as U9 and U11. We are working to rebuild and want our community to see that hockey is alive and thriving on Kenora. Minor Hockey Day is a day to celebrate and showcase our players to our community, to share their successes and for our kids to know that they have a whole community that supports them as the home team. Vangen said Minor Hockey Day would not be possible without the support of local fans, businesses, as well as on ice officials, coaches and players. We would also like to thank Preesville Minor Hockey for their continued partnership with Kenora Minor Hockey in all age groups, she added. We are looking forward to the U7 home tournament February 18 as well as an exciting playoff season for U13, U15, and U18 teams.